Well, our catechism question for this morning is question 27, which you have before you. Question 27, wherein consists Christ's exaltation? Christ's exaltation consists in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and in coming to judge the world at the last day. Last week we looked at the humiliation of Christ, and this morning we look at his exaltation. In three main parts, Christ is exalted, or was exalted, and is exalted. First of all, in his resurrection. Second, in his ascension, which includes his enthronement at the right hand of God the Father. And then thirdly, as judge. As the raised one, as the ascended one, as the coming one. Christ is exalted. When Christ was in this world, he came to that which was his own. But his own neither knew him, nor recognized him, but in fact rejected him. When he comes back on the last day, all people will know who he is. All people will bow before him. All people will own him as sovereign. Whether they be believer or unbeliever, Christ will be exalted. So Christ's exaltation, first of all, consists in his rising again from the dead on the third day, and so reads in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 4, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The apostle reminds us of the importance of the resurrection when he says that if Christ be not risen from the dead, your faith is vain. Your faith is empty. The whole of biblical Christianity stands or falls on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In fact, in Romans chapter 10, it's belief, it's heart belief in the resurrection that saves the soul. If we believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, the Word of God tells us we shall be saved. And it's believing in the resurrection that gives honor and worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is exalted and he is glorified in his resurrection. In fact, he could say to the Jews, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it again. In other words, you can do what you want and what you will to me, but I will overcome. I will rise again. I will rise from the dead. But then secondly, Christ is exalted in his ascension. It says, in ascending up into heaven and sitting at the right hand of God the Father. All that we have before us in this catechism question is a vindication of what Christ did in his life and his death. Christ lived a perfect life. Christ died a perfect sacrificial death. Therefore, God, in recognizing and in accepting this sacrifice for sin, raised him from the dead and accepted, and indeed not only accepted our Lord back into heaven, but reserved for him the very place of power, the very place of authority. He now sits at the right hand of God the Father. The right hand is that place of authority and power. That's why the Lord Jesus in Matthew 28 says, all authority in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Therefore, go and make all disciples of all nations. So Christ is exalted in his resurrection. Christ is exalted in his ascension to heaven and enthronement at the right hand of God the Father. And lastly, Christ will be exalted in coming to judge the world at the last day. Therefore we read in Acts 17, sorry, I never read Mark 16, 19, which reads, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Acts 17 and 31 reads, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he had raised him from the dead. Interesting there that the assurance that God has given of final judgment is the resurrection. Therefore it reads, he has given us assurance unto all men. In other words, it's the guarantee in raising Christ from the dead that this is the one who will judge the living and the dead. Christ will be center. Christ will be the judge. All men will give account to him. All men will answer to him. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. The Bema seat judgment of Christ, where he will be the revealer of all hearts, where he will be the exposer of all motives, where he and his perfect righteousness will be the very rule by which men will either be accepted into heaven or banished from the presence of God from all eternity. It will be his word. It will be his decision. Whether it's come blessed of my Father or depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire. So wherein consists Christ's exaltation? Christ's exaltation consists in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven, and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and in coming to judge the world at the last day.